This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Picture this. It's late Saturday night, and you're hanging out with the fellas, and you realize, oh, shit, I've been so caught up with college football today that I forgot that I got to set my lineups for tomorrow. And so you log in to all your fantasy apps, and you look around, and you just see despair. You're not doing well. You haven't done well all season, but you're still hanging on by a thread. There's a couple more chances you got, but those chances are tough. And those chances might not make it. Might not make it. So you look at your lineups, and on top of you not doing well, all you see is red cubes for questionable. Q. Damn, everybody's questionable. Everybody is questionable. You just got to take it. You got to deal with it. Because you have been unlucky all season. So you start doing some work and some waiver wires. I mean, it's Saturday night, so a lot of the guys are green. No more waiver stuff going on, but you're just looking around sadly. Damn, it's really over. And you're looking at the guys who perform well for you, and you're like, there's no recovering from this. You see in what leagues you can hang on a thread. You hoping for losses by other teams, but there are some you're down and out.
Carl, it's me, KJ Osborne. I'm available. I can save your season. Sign me, Carl.
KJ, who are you?
I'm KJ Osborne. Wide receiver for the Minnesota Vikings.
Thank you so much. I don't need you because I got A.J. Brown, Amari Cooper, Jamar Chase, Michael Pittman Jr.
Carl, it's me, Rashad Penny. I'm one devastating knee injury to DeAndre Swift away from getting 5 to 7 touches for the Eagles this week. I'm available.
It ain't going to happen. DeAndre Swift has been very durable since he's
Carl.
Been in Philly. Who is that?
It's me, Hunter Henry. Oh. It's me, Carl, Hunter Henry.
Do you still play for the Patriots?
Sign me. I can be your tight end.
Do you still play for the Patriots, Hunter Henry?
I do play for the Patriots, but don't let that stop you, Carl.
No, I'm going to let that stop me.
For a big day.
I'm going to let that stop me. I'm definitely going to let that stop me.
I'm sure we can put up more than 0 points this week.
And who do you sign? I don't even know. Some tight end out there. Oh, Higbee from the Rams. He had a couple catches. You go to the game, you see it live. Kind of trying to cheer him on. Trying to blow in the direction like for butterfly effect. Maybe, you know, get a second wind. But he don't do much.
Coach McVay. I just felt the slightest breeze on the back of my neck. I feel like we got to change the play call and get the ball to Higbee.
You felt a slight breeze, huh? Okay, well then, okay, let me think back to the play that I called 45 minutes ago. That was a dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-doo. Okay, yeah, I'm going to send you on a slant option route. Okay, go, go, go!
All right.
Overthrown by Mastiff. Oh, my gosh. You just hang your head. Because as of this day, your 2023 fantasy season is over. This is throw in the towel day.
Throw in the towel day.
Throw in the towel day. Oh, that's right.
Sorry, Carl.
Now, Carl, you aren't officially eliminated in our Sexy Sofa League.
Well, see, here's what the deal with the Sexy Sofa League. I was getting my ass whooped, and Ja'Marr Chase ended up having a good game.
Yep, and also, honestly, it worked out great for both of us. And in the Foosballs League, he didn't have too great of a game. And I actually won by, I think, just like a point. And then, yeah.
By 1.3 points. Wow.
Oof, yeah.
But well, you have an outside shot at making the playoffs in the Foosballs League, but you'd need some help.
I mean, I think I'd need some help, and I need to like somehow outscore
Shear
by like 120 points.
No. Only 40 points.
Okay, so you
need to win. You need Woodbridge Wombats and Jacob football team to lose and Shear to lose and outscore Shear by 40 points. But crazier things have happened.
I mean, yeah, when you've got a roster that's made up of Jacoby Myers, Jalen Warren, Cole Kmet, George Pickens, yeah, it's gonna happen. I'm Dude, feeling good.
The week I played you, where I thought I was gonna be able to get a win, Cole Kmet killed me.
Yeah, he's due. He gets you one of those like every 4 or 5 weeks.
And the even sadder part is, I think that week he was against the Saints.
Oh no,
that's the double whammy. When a guy goes off against your real life team and your fantasy team, that's tough.
It was truly like, oh my gosh. Oh, here's who I picked up off the tight end board. Cade Otton.
I picked up Cade Otton, too.
And guess
way.
How many?
Tampa Bay tight end.
Guess how many
Gronk
points he got
understudy.
Me this week?
1.2.
Big old donut. Oh. 0.00.
I had so many 0-point guys this week. I had some awful scores, like 50, 60 points in some of my leagues. Yeah, like Terry McLaurin didn't get a point. So many dudes just didn't show up this week.
Dude, Ja'Marr Chase and Evan McPherson saved my ass in the Sexy Sofa League. Put wow. me up to sixth place.
Monday Night Miracle.
We'll get to that game because I really want to talk about it. But while we're still on this fantasy tip, within our league, now I lost pretty bad this week. This week was, it felt like it was just going to be a losing week. I just got my ass kicked. Here's what I did wrong, technically. A, I started Riley Patterson over Brandon Aubrey, and Brandon Aubrey had like 15 points, and Riley Patterson had one or two. Geno Smith, didn't believe in him. He had 35. So I would have been starting off, if I had played those two guys in that Thursday night game over CJ Stroud. Right now at this point, you're going to play CJ Stroud over. I did not expect him to go off on the Cowboys like that. And for that, I'd like to say to our loyal listener, Geno Smith, who does listen to the show, that I am extremely, extremely sorry because I did not believe in you. You had 36 points on my bench. CJ Stroud did okay. He had like 16 or 17. He reached his projection. But I didn't believe in Geno to get to the actual to get to the promised land in Dallas. And he did.
Yeah.
And to make matters worse, in the league that I actually won, I was starting the Dallas defense. Guess how many points they got me, Greg?
Donut.
-1.
Oh, yeah. You wish a donut.
I wish a donut. Especially if I had a loss by one, I would have been hot. Ooh, I would have been
someone
hot.
Someone did. Someone
Absolutely.
Did.
Absolutely. Someone somewhere.
Someone lost by a decimal.
I also played Stroud in a league over Trevor Lawrence. So it's tough that I missed a big game from Trevor Lawrence and he got hurt and might be done for, like, so that might have been my last chance to get anything out of him for the fantasy season, and I missed it.
Speaking of your fantasy season, we should talk about your matchup with Hayes, which was a battle of two powerhouses. It was our Eagles 49ers.
And it was our Eagles 49ers in a couple different ways.
Yeah, absolutely.
I got shellacked. I am 9-2 versus the rest of the league and 0-2 versus Hayes. Hayes has my number. I'm sort of the Patriots and he's the Giants, if you will. he's the Eli to my Tom Brady in comedy as well. Sort of the Tom Brady of podcasting.
I think it's pretty safe to say on paper we are gearing up for a Hayes versus Greg championship. However, stranger things have happened.
But injuries are coming up crazy.
Listener Stevens, right in there.
His record is not as good as his total points, but he is a dangerous. He's got the Tua Tyreek stack. He can kill you anytime.
Yeah.
I mean, the Dolphins' schedule is pretty rough during the fantasy playoffs, so that'll be interesting to watch.
Yeah, it's. I don't know. I think I should still have a bye week unless I lose, Hassan wins, and he outscores me by a bunch. But I have to play listener Steven this week, so there's a solid chance I do lose. I don't know.
And I've got Hayes. You got to be rooting for me. You can take that.
Of course I'm rooting
for you.
You
want that one seed. Thanks, buddy.
I do. I don't.
Every week I'm trying to angle a way for you to say that you're rooting for me.
Hey, how many buddy, more I'm weeks proud do we have? One more week of the regular season for most leagues. If you have standard 16 playoffs and don't play the last week of the season like a fool would, then there should be one more week in your regular season.
That's which it? Which game would get flexed to prime time?
Oh, in our league? Great
question.
Yeah,
our week 14 matchup.
I mean, probably me and Steven, right? I don't want to be.
What's the most on the line? Is there ghost. Any winning they're in and losing your out situations?
Not really, because there's such a firm divide.
Well, 7-8-9 is 6-7. So couldn't one of those, if the LA Hamstrings lose and they go 7-7, and then Woodbridge Wombats, who is that? That's Jamel, I think. And he goes up to 7-7. Couldn't that be a switcheroo?
Yeah, let's
definitely
see here.
So Jacob football team and Sean,
that's it. Because although Jacob, no, because Jacob would have to beat him by 90 in order to actually pass him. So okay. I don't know, maybe it could happen.
Yeah, I guess it comes down to the, I guess it's you and.
Or Sheer and Hassan. That's a good one too.
Yeah. Yeah. It's either you guys or them.
Who's my little Tony?
That's listener Steven.
Listener Steven. And then Jacob, the Jacob football team is listener Jacob.
I assume.
And then the Tampa Bay Bucks stops here. That's listener Jamal.
Jamal, yeah.
We got a Jamal and a Jamal. And then there's Mike's fascinating team.
We should get
team,
Jamil and Jamil next year, too. We should see if we can get Jamil and Jamil. Yeah, let's get it. We'll have Jamal, Jamal, and Jamil and Jamil.
Yeah.
Yes. Should we talk a little? It seems like a great week to talk a little college football, you guys. Controversy. We haven't talked about this among ourselves yet.
Yeah, we haven't.
Florida State, an undefeated Power 5 conference champion, has been left out of the 4-team playoff for the first time ever. Now, there have been undefeated teams in mid-major conferences that were left out, and there have been Power 5 champions that have been left out. I mean, there has to be one every year at least, but never an undefeated Power 5 team left out.
Did the undefeated UCF team make it?
No.
Was that before? One time they did, I thought. Yeah.
Was that before the playoff?
No, you're right. The undefeated one did not make the playoff.
Yeah. And then Cincinnati made the playoff last year, didn't they?
2 years ago.
2 years
ago.
Yeah.
Desmond Ritter.
Yeah.
And, so this year, Florida State kind of got snubbed. Now, the thing about that is Florida State is in a Power 5 conference. Not only did they go undefeated, they also won the conference championship. And let's look at their schedule. Florida State Seminoles football. Let's look at their schedule.
The thing is, first of all, the ACC is the weakest of the Power 5 conferences in football. And has been from the moment Clemson stopped being really, really good. Yeah. I I think one of the unfair things that a lot of people are saying is because their quarterback, Jordan Travis, got hurt. And they're like, well, their quarterback's hurt. They're not going to do well. I think that can't be a consideration, you know? I mean, someone compared it to, like, what if when Carson Wentz had got hurt, they held the Eagles out of the playoffs? You know, the Eagles won the Super Bowl with Nick Foles. Like, I don't think that should factor in. What happened was Michigan and Washington were for sure in. And then it became, I think it was tough because, like, if they put in Florida State, that meant they had to choose between Texas and Alabama. When Alabama was clearly would have been a better team, but also Texas beat Alabama. So it would be hard to argue Alabama over Texas. And so I think they didn't want to omit Alabama, and they just had to do it.
That's the unfortunate part.
Yeah, it's one of those things where it's like, oh, it's a bummer. But I think kind of the consensus is like, but you guys probably are the fifth best team of the five, right?
Yeah.
Oh, Florida State's not. I mean, if you open it up, I would also say Florida State's not as good as Georgia, Ohio State, maybe Oregon.
Look, Florida State, yeah, if they beat Georgia, because that's who they're playing in their bowl game, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, then we'll have to admit we were
then wrong. You guys can complain. You guys can complain all you want if you guys beat Georgia. But until then, maybe you guys weren't just as good as the other four.
Honestly, so if they come within single digits of Georgia, I'll give them I'll say I was wrong.
Let's see here. Let's see what we got here. So with the Florida State schedule outside of the conference, they had a big win versus LSU, which is that's a big non-conference win.
That's a good win.
But then they go on to play Southern Miss, Boston College, and then they beat Clemson, they beat Virginia Tech, they beat Syracuse, they beat Duke, they beat Wake Forest, they beat Pitt, they beat Miami, and then they play North Alabama. Now, then they have another non-conference good win versus another Power 5 in Florida. Louisville, who was good this year, they beat them. Florida was not that good, but Florida had some good wins in the SEC. They beat Tennessee.
I mean, I guess also, like, I get if you play North Alabama in like late August, early September, but I always hate when the big teams are playing North Alabama like in November. I'm like, what are we doing here? Why are we wasting our time with this?
Now let's see Alabama's schedule. They lost to Texas, it's the SEC. They play like a bunch more ranked teams that they beat them all. Yeah, and they beat Georgia.
They beat Georgia. It kind of makes
sense, considering that the team they lost to also made it in. They lost to Texas. It ain't like they lost to South Florida.
Yeah,
and they beat the team that was, I think, pretty much
they were number one.
That was the number one team in the country.
Yeah.
I mean, the reaction of Michigan as a team watching the selections is all you need to know. Have you guys seen that? It's a video of Michigan, like a banquet hall, and they find out they're getting Alabama instead of Florida State, and they're all like, oh, fuck. Well, that kind of tells you what you need. Because I was talking to my Michigan fan buddies, and I was like, I hope we get Florida State. But then I was like, last year I was like, I hope we get TCU, and that didn't fucking work out. So, but I think it tells you, like, Alabama is much scarier.
Alabama is much scarier.
What?
How are you feeling, Greg?
I saw Michigan is favored. So I'm feeling like pounding the tide, my man. I mean, Michigan, we've kind of talked about this, I think, where like teams have like the vibes or they don't. And like even after three straight years of beating Ohio State, I feel like in the playoff, Michigan just doesn't really have that vibe of like a team that's going to go all the way. I like JJ McCarthy. He's great, but he's not one of, I feel like running and running and running is all well and good until you go up against Georgia. Luckily, we don't have to do Georgia this year, but I don't know if we haven't even really been able to run the ball that effectively the last couple of weeks. So I don't know if it's going to work against Alabama. I don't know. I'm not super optimistic, but I'm ready to be surprised.
If you get past Alabama, then do you think?
Yes.
Okay, we got this.
I do. I think. Yeah, I would rather like I do. I think Alabama's the scariest team of the four, which is maybe all the more reason that they should be in there.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people are taking Alabama to win the whole thing. I personally am rooting for the Washington Huskies. I want this Pac-10 to take it for that last time. I wouldn't mind if Michigan won. I wouldn't mind because I do like Michigan, but I am rooting for Washington Huskies.
Yeah. If it's not Michigan, I'm pulling Huskies all the way. I think Penix Jr. is cool. It would be dope. I mean, first of all, it would be dope for Washington to win. Have they ever won? They haven't won a title since the movie The Sixth Man.
They won in 1990.
Georgetown Hoyas.
They won in 1990.
The football team did?
Yeah.
That's more recently than I would have guessed.
I'm surprised too.
Yeah. So it'd be cool. I have a Husky, so I'll get some Husky logo merch from them if they win at all. But yeah, and the Pac-10 going out on that note would be really cool.
Yeah.
Is Penix Jr. old? Why is he not being talked about as a QB prospect? This is where we need Mastriani on the pod for this, right?
I know. I think it might be like a bit of a size thing. Is that it?
Yes, the NFL is a size king.
Yeah.
Well, it's 6'3".
A lot of GMs are size queens.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, I've learned this lesson from fucking Kenny Pickett's tiny hands. You do need some size.
I mean, he's 6'3". I just made that up, it would seem. I don't know what the knock on him is. I felt like he was in early mock drafts, early in the season, he was like definitely like top 10, top 15, and now he's like a second round guy.
I'll take him in the second round for the Steelers. Shit.
Yeah, JJ McCarthy's higher than him, huh? Well, let's look at these draft prospects. Betting.
I bet one is Caleb. Two is probably Drake May.
For sure. And then it's Jaden Daniels. Those seem to be right now like the three first round QBs.
Where is it?
I keep getting confused with Jaden Daniels with the Daniels that just medically retired. JT Daniels?
Chase Daniels?
No, Chase Daniels probably still around in the league somewhere.
No, he's a podcaster now.
Just like us.
This isn't a mock draft.
Caleb Williams, Drake May, Jaden Daniels, Michael Penix, JJ McCarthy, Bo Nix, but he is old as shit.
Surprisingly, only 23.
Quinn Ewers is going to come out this year. Interesting.
Nope. He's not.
According to the thing I'm looking at, they think he is. Oh, but he's officially announced he's not. Poor Arch Manning. He's never going to get to fucking play. He's just going to have to settle for having the most NIL money.
My man. My man Arch has got to get in that transfer portal. And he's got to get over to Colorado, baby, because Deion needs some dogs.
Coach Prime.
Coach Prime needs some dogs. Let me tell you something about Arch Manning. That boy's a dog.
Coach Prime, will you only start Nepo babies on your offense?
Only Nepo babies. Only Nepo babies. I got Judd Apatow's daughter starting at cheerleader. What's her name? Maude? Maude Apatow?
Yeah, Maude Apatow.
Her name is Dog Apatow, because I need dogs.
What about that Kurt Russell kid, his son?
Wyatt.
What's his name?
Wyatt
Russell?
Yeah.
Change his name to Woof Woof Russell, because I need dogs.
Okay.
I need dogs.
What about Bono's daughter, Eve Houston?
Eve Houston? More like Eve Boulder, because I need dogs. That was a reach.
a little bit, Coach Prime. That's okay, Coach Prime. That's okay.
I need dogs.
We put you on the spot a lot, Coach Prime, for more dog puns. So, yeah, that's on us.
If only Angela Bassett had a Nepo baby, the Bassett hound would be right there.
Man. I'm rooting for the Huskies to get through it, and I'm excited to see what Florida State does in this bowl game. If they can beat Georgia, then hey man, they got screwed over. They can say that they're the real national champs, no matter who wins.
That would remind me
and Michigan beats Alabama. Yep.
That would remind me of one of the greatest college football games of all time when Boise State went undefeated. They didn't get in the title game, but they played Oklahoma instead.
Yeah.
And knocked him off. And it was
classic game.
One of the BCS games. It had the hook and ladder. And then the Statue of Liberty handoff for the final Boise State,
And a marriage proposal.
Yeah, yeah, the guy ran right into the end zone and proposed. The quarterback was Jared Zabransky, I want to say. And and the coach went on, Peterson or what, went on to a big program after that too, I want to say.
Wait, was that 06?
That sounds about right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was. Oh, no, no, 06, what am I talking about? 06 was the Texas year.
Yeah, but I'm saying this wasn't the title game.
Oh,
Chris Peterson.
Fiesta Bowl, 2007.
2007, Tostitos Fiesta Bowl.
Peterson went to Washington and was the coach there until 2019. That's what I was thinking of.
They dropped him. Now look at them.
Now look at them succeeding.
So right now they got a trade happening. The Bears send number one overall pick to New England for numbers 2, 66, and 2025 fourth round picks. So the Patriots are trying to get the Yahoo Sports seem to think that the Patriots are trying to get my boy Caleb.
I mean, so that would presuppose that the Bears are going to stick with Fields, which we talked about the possibility of last week.
So yeah, the idea is trade back one, you take Marvin Harrison Jr. and grab a bunch of other picks. You've got another probably top five pick, your own. Yeah, I mean, I'm not totally mad at it. I think if you're there and you've got a generational quarterback prospect, though, I think you got to take him.
Yeah. Or they could take Marvin Harrison Jr. and have Mac Jones just throw the ball into the dirt in front of him, maybe.
It really would be. Where do the Falcons pick? It'd be so funny if they got another talented guy and just wasted him.
Yeah.
Oh, they're picking 19th as of right now, so maybe not.
Maybe they'll make like another Julio Jones-like trade and fly up the board.
Yeah, man. Trade Kyle Pitts to a better team. Trade Kyle Pitts to the Chargers.
Give him to the Chiefs, man. I would love to.
Y'all don't need him. You don't need him.
We do.
Yeah, you're really thin at tight end.
I think I may have asked you this before, Ryan, but
yeah.
I got to know again. Yeah. What is it like to – do you feel – of course, I know how you still feel about the team, but having two championships, so like you guys are within a bit of a dynasty right now.
Yeah.
Does it feel? You only got two, or do y'all got three?
Two, lost one.
Doesn't it? It feels like. Is there just like half of a weight lifted off your shoulder during the seasons where it's like we ain't got to win? You've seen
house
two.
House money. You're
Super
playing
Bowls
with house money.
Yeah,
a little bit. A little bit, like you taste it, you want more for sure. Like, but this season, like I don't think this team's winning the Super Bowl. Like, they're not it. And you kind of like, yeah, it's all right. Like,
yeah, you can still go to the games and just have fun, and the stress is off. That's what it feels like to me. I'll say this about the Saints: we have not been good enough since our Super Bowl year, besides the one year that we got screwed over versus the Rams. That was the one year that I felt like we were the second best team in the league that year, and we should have went to the Super Bowl, but we got screwed over, and I'll talk about it until my dying day. But it bums me out because I still, like, even though I've experienced this, it's been so long. It's been now 13 years or whatever that with the only people I can talk shit to is this friend group chat I'm in with a Vikings fan and a Falcons fan who constantly talk shit about the Saints because they both of those teams like band together like Arnold Schwarzenegger and Carl Weathers to like hate the Saints. And I go, well, yeah, well, I'm the only person in this group chat that has a championship, which feels icky to me because it feels like I'm like on some Laker type shit where it's like, doesn't matter anybody else's success. We got 17.
You use what ammo you have, man. You use what ammo you have.
Yeah.
I think maybe you've told us this before, but is you hate the Vikings
because of
the miracle.
Group chat or
not,
the miracle?
No, not because of the miracle, because of Bounty Gate.
Oh, wait,
like the
now,
miracle
that's
sucks.
Interesting. This is like everyone's grandfather who hates Japanese people because of World War II, and then you go, wait, now I feel like they were on the receiving end.
No. I will defend Bounty Gate to the death of me because, first of all, it's fucking football. Like, it's football. And you know, it ain't like we were looking at other people's plays. Ain't like we were stealing any type of signal or anything like that. We were just hitting hard. We weren't playing beyond the whistle. We just were putting it all out there. Bro, let me tell y'all something. Y'all played Little League football. When I was coming up, you knock somebody's helmet off, you going to McDonald's after the game. You injure somebody, you headed to Round Table Pizza.
I don't know about that.
That's how it is, man. That's how it is. We learned the term knock your dick in the dirt.
I'm sure it's like in certain groups, it's one of those things where it's like, you don't say it, but maybe it's what we're kind of all thinking. You know,
yeah, maybe your dad takes you to Arby's 2 days later. So it's just enough plausible deniability. This wasn't for hurting that kid.
It's like when you're playing the following week, they have a star player that's injured and not playing. You're like, you're not mad at the news.
Oh, exactly. We got incentivized.
I wanted to beat them full strength. Fuck off. No, you didn't.
Yeah. They didn't tell us to like go out and injure anybody, but they did say, hey, hit and hit hard. And that's what we did. We hit hard.
And did you get $5,000 for?
No, we got McDonald's, which was $5,000 to our 7-year-old self.
Oh, fuck. Don't say this on the air, Carl. You're going to start another bounty gate. It's going to be McDonald's bounty gate.
I guarantee you there's been other bounty gates. I mean, like when I think about somebody compared that this whole thing to the Houston Astros. And I go, it's not the same thing because they were doing something that is cheating. Like hitting hard to me.
No, it's not cheating. It's not cheating.
Like hitting hard to me is like it is not. I don't think it is cheating. It is a rough sport. It's a terrible sport. I think Minnesota complained, especially Brett Favre, who was also playing poorly in that game. He was an old ass man. And he got his ass whooped, and they went and complained and said those guys were hitting hard and they had incentives to hit hard and shit like that. And it's like, what are we supposed to do? Stand him up?
I forgot that that was kind of the impetus, but that's what set all that off was.
Yeah.
And Brett Favre went, huh, getting money through shady means.
Yeah. The Saints, Brett Favre always said he's a Saints fan except on Sunday. He's from where we're from. The Saints are the team. But
now, how did you feel about the Vikings when they had their fuck boat?
I don't even know about that. What is that?
The sex boat? You don't remember the Vikings sex boat?
Oh yeah, who all was on that?
When was that?
Oh, that was maybe 10 years ago. Let's see, Vikings.
Who was on that boat? Make sure you
imagine
name the girls.
What's gonna fucking come up when I Google Viking fuck boat.
Oh yeah. You're gonna need to take a minute.
Minnesota Viking sex boat.
It included 17 members of the Vikings, including Dante Culpepper, Fred Smoot, Noel D. Moore.
Steeler, great.
Pat Williams, Bryant McKinney, Nate Burleson,
Seattle legend.
Jermaine Wiggins, Troy Williamson, Travis Taylor, Kevin Williams, Lance Johnstone, Mo Williams, and Willie Offord. Two houseboats were rented, and some but not all of the players performed sexual acts in front of crew members. Prostitutes from Atlanta and Florida were flown in for the party in order to perform the sex acts. There were at least 90 people on the two boats, and Smoot later estimated that there were 100 women present. An anonymous former player of the Minnesota Vikings claimed that this is not the first time that such an incident had happened. The scandal has sometimes been referred to as the Love Boat scandal after the television program or the Smoot Boat scandal.
How did Smoot become the face of it?
I guess he organized it.
It kind of sounds like smut.
It does sound like smut, yeah.
Look, man, Dante Culpepper was my dude back then.
Yeah.
Oh, I loved Culpepper. I loved Moss, you know.
Yeah, like, Moss and Culpepper.
Like, 03 Culpepper was on another fucking level, man.
Yeah.
What happened with him?
I don't know. Culpepper? Didn't he go and back up some people?
Wait, what?
Yeah. He was out of the NFL by 2010. That's crazy.
Yes, he went to the Dolphins, and then I think injuries, and he just wasn't the same afterwards.
He was on the Lions 2 years. That's when you know it's going bad.
Yeah.
when somebody goes to the Lions. Yeah. Anyway,
yeah, you don't go there late in your career. maybe now they've turned it around.
To me, that is what makes me hate the Vikings. It started with Bounty Gate and that whole scandal and how it kind of just like crashed our team when we were like on the up, like we were a very good team at that point. And then the Minnesota Miracle sucked, but that was just a bad play. You know, I can't hate the team for that. But I can't hate them for crying about big hits. Lame asses.
Did you guys get docked a draft pick for Bountygate?
I don't remember. I know Greg Williams got fired and Sean Payton had to sit out a year and we were bad that next year.
But we got great movie that. Where Sean, Kevin James plays Sean Hayes. Whoa, have we ever talked about that with Hollywood Handbook? How they're Sean Hayes?
Oh, I've talked about that.
Okay. So I'm not the first person to think of it.
Oh, it's Sean Hayes and me, Jason Bateman. Let's talk about some NFL football. We had some good games this past week. I tell you what. First of all, starting with Seattle and Dallas. Man.
Yeah.
Barn burner.
Shout out to Geno Smith and them boys. I did not play Zach Charbonnet in another league. He also did very well. He has 16 points. But those guys came. Geno came in there and he played like what he was expected to play like, basically.
Why they re-signed him, yeah.
Yeah.
And would you guys believe that I had DK Metcalf in a league and didn't win?
Really? Because he had 30 points too.
Yeah, Thursday night I was feeling real fucking good.
He had 30
three touchdowns. He had a 76-yard touchdown immediately.
Yeah, 14 points on a catch.
Yeah, that was beautiful. That was great. And that's what I wanted. That was a good game. Dallas started to cheat, and that's how they win games. Refs started calling some bullshit, and you know, Jerry Jones was up in his suite putting some salt on his McGriddle that he had had since breakfast that day.
Watching it now with his Johnny Walker Blue.
Exactly. And he said, hey, boys, the check's in the mail.
Yeah.
And he started throwing
now
that
you go on out there and you do what's right.
Yeah.
Now, do you know how to doctor these photos of when they was integrating schools? I got to get me out of the background of these.
So I need you to NFL make me ref. Disappear.
The NFL ref is like, my daughter does Photoshop. I guess I could.
She's hired.
I know. You're a ref, and I'm trying to stop people from holding me accountable for my past.
If you'd like to watch the video recording of this episode and check out some bonus shows with the guys, go to patreon.com/theflagrantones.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Oh, man. What else we got? We got a terrible game in Los Angeles versus New England, the LA Chargers.
Wait. 6-0.
6-0.
You know, this show has officially become the Brendan Staley hot seat, you know, watch party. And I thought if they somehow lose this game, I think that's it. I think that's the one that they pull the plug on him. But he lives another day.
It keeps happening. Every time you say that, they win. It keeps goddamn happening. He's got to go.
Do you think there'd ever be a
Do
you think there'd ever be a better shot for a coach to get fired after a win midseason?
Dude.
If it were ever going to happen, it would have to be after that game.
Yeah. A 6-0 win when you've got Justin Herbert as your quarterback against...
Over a terrible team that's tanking.
I mean, I guess you could say, hey, I'm a defensive mastermind. I made it happen.
Finally, yeah.
Yeah, how many fantasy points did the Chargers defense get this week?
They did?
Yeah.
Actually, you know what? I streamed them. I had them play in a league. They were
did
my
you?
Defense. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, Carl was about to say it, but the next game was the pretty rough game between the Cardinals and Steelers. God himself tried to stop it twice. It was delayed multiple times through force majeure, trying to prevent the Steelers offense from being on television. It was ugly. We're trying
but
to
there's help. One entity more powerful than God.
Yeah.
It's Roger Goodell.
Richer than God. I mean, yeah, the Steelers, I don't even want to talk about it. It sucked. We suck. We're probably going to make the playoffs and we suck. That's the
it's something I want to talk about. I want to talk about which AFC teams now are making the playoffs. But let's keep talking about these games.
Well, sorry.
Well, no, I was going to say, since I made you talk about your team, I got to talk about my piece of shit team.
Yeah.
Well, it's really just my piece of shit coach and piece of shit quarterback. Derek Carr is ass. He is cheeks. Derek Carr is cheeks. Dennis Allen is cheeks on the boards. We suck. This is not supposed to be happening. We lost to Detroit. Detroit's a good team. Who gives a shit? Sam LaPorta ate us alive. It was at home. It was at home. How about that boy CJ Stroud, though?
Yeah.
They're going to win the division.
So, yes. So, that's what I was going to say about a game that was good but didn't really seem that important at the time, which was Indianapolis beating Tennessee in overtime. But now that the Jags lost surprisingly Monday night to the Bengals and are losing Trevor Lawrence for a while, suddenly the Colts and Texans are only a game back, and I believe the Colts have the tiebreaker over the Texans, so
which
it could get interesting.
It would set up because those teams play each other week 18. Now, the Colts' remaining schedule is at Cincinnati, home to Pittsburgh, at the Falcons, home to the Raiders, and then finishing up at home to the Texans. That's definitely a very, very easy schedule leading up to that game against the Texans, except the Bengals are showing a little bit of life now with Browning at quarterback. And then you've got the Texans there at the Jets, at the Titans, home to the Browns, home to the Titans, and then finish off in Indy. So both teams could be barreling towards, they could both win out before their final matchup.
It's going to get interesting.
Yeah.
Maybe the Steelers probably aren't going to make the playoffs now, because one of the games I was thinking we'd probably win was Indianapolis, and it does not seem that way anymore. So Steelers Patriots Thursday night football, that's going to be a dog shit game.
That is the lowest over under total in 20-30 years.
Something I thought like they said that about the Steelers Bengals game a few weeks or the Steelers Browns. I feel like the Steelers just keep breaking this record every week this year.
It said at 30.
That's real rough. You could go 17-14 and hit the over. Think about that.
Wow. Wild. We saw Philly get blown out by San Francisco.
Yeah.
San Francisco was on a collision course. They beat the two. Have they played Miami?
Who?
San Francisco.
San Fran?
No, but you know, they might. They might be on. No, no, the 49ers play the Ravens, I know.
Oh, okay.
There wasn't a Shanahan-McDanahan mm-hmm. bowl.
No McDanahan.
Have they played y'all?
Who, the Dolphins?
The 49ers. Have they played Kansas City?
Mm-mm, no.
Okay, so basically, I mean, Kansas City's having a weird season, like kind of weird. Still very good, still a team to beat, but like lost a couple more games.
Yeah,
San Francisco has beaten the Cowboys and the Eagles quite healthily, which are probably two of the top four teams in the NFC. And San Francisco is the team to beat for the championship. Yeah. I went to Greg Wallace's mom's birthday party, and Greg Wallace's brother is a big 49er fan. And Greg Wallace is a friend of ours, for the listener. Mm-hmm. And his brother was like, "We're going to Super Bowl this year." Like, he was like so headstrong about it. And I couldn't quite, I'm like, "You guys don't have a quarterback. Like Brock Purdy's going to take a step back." And they lost a couple games, but putting 42 up on the Cowboys and the Eagles.
That's the weird thing is, like, they've torched the Cowboys, torched the Eagles, torched the Seahawks, torched the Jags in Jacksonville, torched the Steelers in Pittsburgh, and yet they just had that weird three-week blip where they lost to both Ohio teams and the Vikings all in a row. It was bizarre. It wasn't like their quarterback was hurt. Yeah, I don't know. Don't know.
It's something, sometimes just you kind of – well, they had injuries. What? Because
– who?
I think it was Debo. Debo was hurt.
Debo was out for a while. Debo was out for a while.
And then I think did McCaffrey maybe miss a game or two?
No, he didn't. He's been
playing.
Not
during that point, I don't think.
Not during that time. He's been playing. He's been playing more this year than he has his whole career, I think.
Yeah. Bizarre.
Yes, but no Debo. And maybe even, like, did Trent Williams miss a game? Doesn't matter. If Brock Purdy, he's the MVP favorite right now.
That's fucking crazy.
It is crazy.
No, that shouldn't be the case. That shouldn't be the case.
It's Tyreek. Tyreek should be the MVP front runner right now.
Yeah.
He clearly.
I don't even think Purdy's the MVP of his own offense.
No, it's Christian McCaffrey.
Christian McCaffrey and Debo.
If you're going to give it to quarterback, like, crazily enough, it's Dak or Stroud right now.
Yeah.
Like,
who means the most to their team? Yeah.
I want to talk about – let's talk about this Monday night game now, because I want to save the Rams game, because I have a little bit of a gossipy type story for you.
Oh, good. Oh, yeah. You teased this to us.
This was really funny to me. It was a funny moment, and I got to witness it. Y'all may not find it that interesting. But the Monday night game last night, I said Puka Nacua went off. Oh, wait. No, I'm looking at the wrong shit.
He went Cincinnati, off the field on a cart, didn't he?
Yeah. He did get hurt, but I think he came back. Cincinnati says white Puka Nacua, which is Trevor Lawrence, went off the field on a cart.
I'll allow it.
It's weird that he calls himself that.
His name is Pewter.
Yeah, let someone else say it, Trevor.
Pewter Nacuther. Pewter Nacuther.
That's the white version of it, is Pewter. Carter Pewter Schmidt Nacuther.
Cincinnati, Jacksonville. This guy, Jake Browning, was playing like he's a fucking 10-year vet last night.
Is he going to do a Scott Mitchell and a Matt Flynn and ball out for a few weeks, maybe get his team to the playoffs, and then net the Bengals like a second or third round pick, trade him to a quarterback needy team?
Yeah, I would love to see
Matt
it.
Didn't Matt Flynn get a bag too?
He got a bag. He got paid. He got
and then paid. Never. And then was ever the starter. They drafted Russ, and Russ came in and started week one.
Yeah. Also, Matt Flynn. But didn't Matt Flynn also have like 500-yard game in the last week of the season too?
Yeah. Sitting in for Rodgers, he went crazy.
Wild. God damn, it was good. That was a good ass game. I had Trevor Lawrence rushing for over 14 yards in my prize picks, and well, he didn't make it because he went down. That injury, like, it hurt like a motherfucker.
I missed it live, and I've been avoiding watching it because I did see the line guy who Alvin Kamara broke his leg, and I didn't need to see any of it.
Had to take it easy for a bit.
Yeah, well, I had such a fucking boner, I didn't want to risk.
All right, Cleveland Rams. I was in attendance. And I was sitting in what I
assume. Is this a bonus picture? This a bonus picture?
Picture this. You're sitting at the Cleveland the Rams versus Cleveland game at beautiful SoFi Stadium in sunny Inglewood, California. The stadium is probably 50-50 Rams-Browns, a lot of Browns fans in Los Angeles. And, you know, sometimes you see things that clearly have the writing on the wall. And there's a player that is on the Rams who is not a, let's just say they don't sell his jersey in the team store. And I was debating on if I wanted to say his name, but then I thought, I don't give a shit. Of course I'm going to say his name.
Oh, thank God.
It is cornerback Kobe Durant.
Heard of him?
Yeah, heard of him. Now, he wears number 14. You don't see his jersey at the team store.
Mm-hmm.
But sitting in front of me are three ladies, one of them wearing a Kobe Durant jersey. We're looking at them, and they're kind of, and there's another guy who's there too, who's also got a Kobe Durant jersey. I'm assuming that's like his brother or something. But this is what makes the story interesting, because the guy there who's wearing the jersey, and he's got a couple friends with him, and then these three girls, clearly they know, they all know each other, right? And some other people are in the crowd that know them as well. At a moment, walking, like we're sitting like right on the, we're in like section 101, so we're at the glass because I went with my trainer and one of his cousins works for the Browns. So we got some really nice seats, end zone seats.
Ooh.
One moment comes and these two other girls come walking down. And mind you, these girls have on the jersey with like real, real short shorts under, or, you know, bikini. Like they're wearing the jersey is like a dress almost.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, kind of, yeah, they listen, decent looking, I would say. Decent looking. I don't want to. If I was in the NFL, I figure I could probably do a little better. But, you know, neither here nor there. So these girls come walking down. These two girls come walking down. And you know how people want to get pictures at the ledge, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So this girl comes down and she's got on a white Kobe Durant jersey. And she's like posing for the pictures and like, you know, and I look at the girl sitting right here in front of me, and they're looking over at her like, who the fuck is that? And they're all looking at her. And that girl just like is strutting with her Kobe Durant jersey on. And
she wanted to be seen. That picture was very purposeful.
Yes. And the girls that are sitting in front of me are all like, I know she don't think. They're like turning around as she walked back up. They're watching her. And then some people, two rows in front of them, stands up and turns around and looks at those and goes, did y'all see that girl? Did y'all? Like, and it's like, I'm like, oh, shit. Kobe Durant got some splaining to do. He going to have some splaining. He better have a good game. He didn't get in. But
that was like, did you see the clip of Chase Young going to his family after the game? And Chase Young's like going up to the stands. I don't know why he was doing it. They got their fucking ass kicked. But, or no, wait, he's on the Niners now. I keep thinking he's a Washington player. So he's happy. And he goes to the stands and like a random girl, it seems like a random girl starts up and kind of like grabs his hand. And like his, I don't know if it's his girlfriend, fiance, wife or whatever, but you could just see her go like, and like people got like photos of her like staring to, and he's trying to like shrug it off.
Yeah.
Who knows? I don't know who that is, babe.
Yeah.
For me, it's the thing of like, if we got an agreement, don't wear my fucking jersey to the game.
Yeah.
Especially if I'm not a dude that's getting burned like that.
Yeah.
Because like, it's obvious.
Hey,
it's,
if I'm Aaron Donald, yeah, I can do whatever. I don't give a
shit. Do whatever. Yeah. Wear my jersey. Like, wear my fucking jock strap on your head.
Hello Witherspoon. I can probably handle this.
Yeah.
Aaron Donald's wife showing up to the game like, what the fuck? I got to fight like 1,000 bitches.
Yeah. And a lot of men.
And a lot of men. Aaron Donald.
But this dude, when you saw that jersey, it was something else. I was like, oh shit. And I'm telling my child, I'm like, look at this. We got drama going down. Cause it was like they were talking about her when she walked, and she walked down with such confidence to take that picture in front of the field. And it was like looking out for him. And the girls sitting here are like, who does she think she is? Who is this? It was so wild, bro. It was really cool to see.
Oh, that's a great start. Good NFL. That's amazing.
Yeah.
And the game was okay.
And the game was cool, too. Rams won. I hate when the Rams go. I'm a good luck charm for them. I feel like they win everything I go to.
That's how I am for the Dodgers.
I was out about town on Saturday, and I saw a ton of Browns fans. They travel well.
They do. I mean, they all just lost their season of college football, too, so they're pivoting on to the Browns again because the Ohio State is out.
They had to see Joe Flacco's return.
He did good. Joe Flacco. Yeah. So what's crazy about – what the hell is happening? There's something that's playing. Why is this – oh, Aaron Rodgers is talking to this video just started playing. It's a interview from the Pat McAfee show.
Oh, yeah. Rodgers was talking some shit.
Yeah, he was talking some shit. But I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. All right.
His ass ain't playing. He's trying to act like he came back from this injury so fast because of his fucking herbal tea or whatever the fuck. And it's like, then fucking play. Then show us. You're not going to play.
He ain't going to play.
Get your ass back in a dark hut.
Let's make some picks for the week. How did the Carlay do this week? The Carlay didn't hit, I'm assuming.
Carlay didn't hit. Some of the bets hit. Look, let's not dwell in the past this week. Let's only dwell in the past when we have good weeks.
Exactly. Let's dwell in the past when we have good weeks. But, hey, the haters still didn't win this week. The haters still don't win. Mm-hmm. People still cashing out. And it's just like Coach Prime. I am the Coach Prime of betting. And I'm going to make some dog picks. And even when we lose, we win. Even when we lose, we win. You'll never beat me. And here's what we got. We don't do the Prime video game, and that one's Patriots Steelers.
Let's do I want you to do a standalone pick on Thursday, though, for that over-under of 30. Are you willing to take the under of 30?
Okay, so it's the over-under is 29.5.
Yeah. I think Steelers can whoop on them.
So you think over or under?
Damn. Damn,
it's true. That's the Patriots Trubisky score. Can they do their part?
29 is crazy. Let's go over. Let's go over 29.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's go over. And that's a Carl's Day pick. That's a bonus. So we got the Carl's Day game, the Carl's Day night game.
Thursdays from now on are known as Carl's Day.
Yeah. That's the Carl's Day night game. I was born on Thursday. I was born on Thursday, January 5th, 1989. So ladies with your astrology, figure out if we're compatible. Then we got the Saints Panthers. Goddamn Saints have let me down every fucking week, but our defense sucks and the Panthers are looking to win. So I'm going to go Saints Panthers over 37.5. I think that game's going to be like a 28-24. And who knows who will win.
Maybe is this part of the parlay now, or is that a standalone?
It's a parlay. Okay. It's a parlay. So let's go Saints Panthers over 37.5. Bucks Falcons. Atlanta -2.5. I don't know. Skip it. Lions Bears. Oh, my. Detroit -3. Let's take that. Detroit -3.
And I like that. That makes sense. They're going to bounce back.
Colts Bengals. Indiana -1. You know what, man? I'm going to be crazy. Let's go Bengals. I want to see Jake Browning get his work done because he was doing good this past game.
I like it.
Cincy +1 or Cincy money line?
Cincy +1.
All right. That's three legs. We've got three legs. So is that the Carlay?
That's the Carlay, yeah. All right, some individual bets here. Browns, Jags. Jags not playing with a quarterback. Let's go Cleveland -3 on that one. Houston.
Makes sense.
Jets. Ooh, wee.
I mean, what's the line on that? It's got to be big. Only 5.5. It's in New York. That's a pretty goddamn low over under, too.
32. Let's go over. Let's go over.
Yeah.
It's in New York. It'll be cold, but it won't be snowing. It'll be 54 degrees. Vikings, Raiders. Let's go Raiders +3. Fuck it.
I like that.
Let's go Raiders +3. Raiders fighting for their life right now. They need that win.
Can we get two more picks?
Seahawks, 49ers. Let's go. Damn.
49ers -10.5.
-10.5. The Cowboys. Cowboys, the game got Eagles. Me got me feeling a little, but the Eagles, I'm skipping it. too crazy. Broncos, Chargers. Buffalo? Broncos, Chargers. I'm going against them Chargers. Let's get Staley out of here. Let's go Broncos plus three.
Mm-hmm. And what about Bills, Chiefs?
I'm skipping it.
Okay.
It's a skip. It's a tardy skip. And Eagles, Cowboys. Cowboys minus 3.5. Let's go Eagles plus 3.5.
I like it.
That's it right there. Those are the Carl's locks. The Carl locks.
We got double barrel Monday night action again this week. Packers, Giants, and Titans, Dolphins. So neither game will be good, but there's two of them.
Yeah, that's fun. That's always fun. A two game night is always fun.
Packers have been on a bit of a roll lately.
Oh, big time! I think they're making the playoffs.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
My NFC Championship pick is still alive. In fact, actually, we have our first kind of locked in. So for our preseason picks, I've got them in a spreadsheet. And when something hits and is locked in officially, like you guessed it correctly, I put it in green. And if you miss it, I put it in red. And we have our first misses locked in for the season. They announced the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award nominees today. And I'm sorry, Greg and Carl, but... your guys that you selected did not make it as the finals.
Who were they again?
Greg, you stupidly picked Tyler Lockett. And Carl, you picked Justin Herbert. I didn't want to say anything at the time, but I know he's not a humanitarian. He's pretty selfish.
I mean, look at how he refuses to complete a pass to Quentin Johnston.
He's selfish as hell. That's on Herbert for sure.
All right.
But my Cam Hayward pick is still alive.
Cam Hayward. Let's go Cam Hayward. And let's throw Darren Sharper in there. No, I'm just kidding.
Ray Carruth.
It's the Ray Carruth. Let's wrap this shit up. That's going to be this episode of the Foosballs podcast. I got too many podcasts with an F title.
Keep emailing us if you have more updates on your team or updates on your lowest moment in sports fandom or photos of your girlfriend. We got some great ones last week. We're going to wait a couple more weeks, and then we're going to do some good ones on the show, but keep them coming.
Keep them coming.
Yeah, we got some great ones.
Keep them coming. We'll see you next time right here on Foosballs.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.